All right, so today we're going to start a new book of the Bible. We're going to go through the epistle or the letter of James. Okay, so please open your Bibles to the book of James. And you may be wondering, why did I choose the book of James, the epistle of James? Well, for a few reasons. First of all, I want to go through all of the epistles, all of the letters that are in the New Testament. And I wanted to start with Romans, but it's such a big book, it would take us maybe 6 to 8 months studying the book of Romans. So I want to start with a smaller book. And then I was looking at the chronology, the timing of when these books were written. And I learned that James was the first one that was written, probably. And then second would be Galatians. In fact, I have a chart I want to give to you that shows you when the books were written. I don't know if we'll follow this chart exactly. Could you take one and pass it on? I don't know if we'll follow this exactly, but you can notice the timeline of the epistles. And epistles is just a fancy word for letter. So the first book was James, and it was written about 40 to 45 A.D. And A.D. means Anno Domini, the year of the Lord, counting from when you suppose that Jesus was born, probably about 1 BC he was born. So depending on when you date Jesus' birth, it's 40 to 45. The second book, we'll just go down the list, Galatians was written just a not very much longer after that. And then 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Romans, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon, Ephesians, 1 Timothy, Titus, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 2 Timothy, Jude, Hebrews, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. So that's probably the order that these books were written. There's different ways of studying your Bible. When we went through the Old Testament, we decided to go in the order of the way the books are found in our Bibles. But it's not always chronological order. Having a list like this helps you to put the pieces together, to see the whole picture of what God has done in the history of the church. Do you need another one? There you go. Yes. I'll give you one more. You need more? Okay.
What about the map one?
I'll give you the one with the map too. But I wanted to, didn't want to overwhelm you with stuff.
No, that's what we have.
Okay, you have that one already. Okay.
Yeah, we would like also.
Whoever needs the math ones will be right there. And whoever needs, you need that one?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sorry, they were mixed up with paper. But first of all, I'm talking about the order of the books. So James falls chronologically in the order. And also in the Russian Bible, James is after Acts, after the Apostle Darby, it's written James. And so you have in the Russian Bible, you have the general letters that were not written by Paul, and after those, the Pauline letters. And so these are resources for you to help you as an introduction to the book of James to see where it fits in. Notice on this one with the map, we'll talk about the map in a few minutes, but notice the timeline there. You have the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Depending on what calendar you use, it's between AD 30 or 33. Let's say 33 for our purposes. So if Jesus died and rose again in AD 33, then James, the brother of Jesus, is becoming a believer at that same time. I'll explain why. If you look on the right side, you see James, the brother of Jesus. In 1 Corinthians 15:7, it says that he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. We're not totally sure when James became a believer, but some say it's when Jesus appeared to him as risen from the dead. But it's also quite possible that James believed in him sometime in the middle of Jesus' ministry. We know in the beginning, in John 7, 5, not even his brothers believed in him. But yet James quotes very often from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which Jesus probably gave more than one time. There's also the Sermon on the flat land in the book of Luke, a very similar message. Jesus probably gave many times, so his brothers heard this message before. One time his brothers and his mother came to a place where they were meeting, and they said, you know, call Jesus to come out here. They didn't believe in him at that point in time. They thought he was crazy, and they wanted to kind of get him to stop teaching. So they heard his teaching. They knew what it was about. But there was a time where they didn't believe. And it's amazing that Jesus was God, yet he was concealed in human form. He was hidden behind a veil. Even his brothers didn't know that he was God. But Jesus obviously revealed that in the resurrection. And then Galatians 1:19, Paul calls him one of the apostles and the Lord's brother. So we're not getting this James confused with the other Jameses. There were actually two James who were the apostles. James the son of Zebedee and James the son of Alphaeus were apostles. And we know it's not one of them because there was a James the Apostle that died in Acts chapter 12. And then later in the chapter 12, the angel of the Lord frees Peter from prison and says, go tell James and the brothers. And so James, the brother of Jesus, becomes important in the early church. And in fact, in chapter 15 of Acts, you see that he had a role in the Jerusalem Council when they met to decide, how are we going to treat Gentiles? Do they have to keep the law of circumcision, or are they saved by grace through faith, just as we are? And so James had the concluding answer. He gave the solution to the problem, and everyone said, "Yeah, that's good." And so he had an important role there, and he was well known, so well known that in the book of Jude, or Judas Gramata, Jude identifies himself as Jude, the servant of Jesus and brother of James. Now we only know of a James and Jude that were brothers from the Gospels, that were the brothers of Jesus. Notice in Matthew 13, 15 at the top of this list here, it says that, are not his brothers James, Joseph, and Simon, and Judas? And so you have different variations of these names. And in English, I'm sorry that the English word James is used. It's not anything close to Jacob or Jacob. But I think it's because King James, the one who funded the translation of the first English translation, King James Version, wanted his name in the Bible. So he said, when you get to the New Testament, translate Jacob as James. And that's how we have